The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening, everyone. A special welcome to any of our visitors here tonight for our annual celebration of St. Bungabe, especially our musicians who are with us tonight. So thank you for being with us. For those of you who don't know, this is a beautiful tradition found in the Filipino Catholic culture where the 9 days before Christmas, often they go to Mass as early as 4 a.m. consecutively for 9 days. And when I was first ordained a priest in 2008, my first parish was St. Genevieve's in Panorama City, which is 99.999% Filipino. And I was very honored because I got the last Mass of St. Bungabe on December 24th at 4:30 a.m. But the joke was on me because later that night was midnight Mass. Here I was thinking I got a big thing of honor, but so I always say I'm an honorary Filipino at heart. So we have one Mass here at 5 p.m., so God is good, right? I don't know about you all, but I love watching Christmas movies. Do you? They just kind of are fun, but my favorite one, I think I've shared this with you before, is Home Alone. I can't get through this season without watching Home Alone at least once. And a couple of days ago, it was on TV, and I didn't have time to watch the whole movie, but the opening few minutes kind of sums up how we're all feeling right now. Chaos and busyness, are we not? And what I love about those opening minutes of that movie is you see the family tension going on. Because everybody is so worried about getting stuff done and task-oriented. And you see that the family is bickering a lot. They're getting on each other's nerves. There's arguing. And I laugh because that's all of us at some point in our time. And when we're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, that often comes out. And I've heard from so many of you lately, "Father, pray for my patience." And what makes me laugh about this movie is, you know, as Kevin was left home alone, it was actually two unexpected visitors who come through as robbers, the burglars of the house, that actually make him realize what's important in life. And the good news for all of us is we don't need to be robbed to realize what's important in life. And we see this gospel tonight. This unexpected visitor that Saint Joseph encountered in the angel. And the angel said something to Joseph that we all need to hear tonight. Because can you imagine the fear that Saint Joseph was going through? the worry that he was going through. And what does the angel tell him? Do not be afraid. And we need to hear that time and time again in our own journey here on earth, because the angel came to bear good news to Joseph. He was telling Joseph, trust in God. It's going to all work out in the end. You may not see it right now because of your worry and fear. And the angel Gabriel, but more importantly, Jesus is telling us tonight, do not be afraid. Because when we're overwhelmed and it's easy for us to follow fear and anxiety, that's when we do become impatient with each other and start to lash out. So this fourth Sunday of Advent, I want to challenge us between now and Christmas Eve to take time every day to just listen to Jesus. So what I'm asking us to do as a parish is to spend 5 extra minutes a day in silence with Jesus. How many minutes am I asking you? 5. Not 50, only 5. And if you sit in actual silence for 5 minutes with Jesus, and you take the time to listen to him, to allow him to love you, to give you strength, to give you peace, I promise you that you're going to feel better by the time Christmas comes. Is your family still going to drive you crazy? Absolutely. But you're going to be able to have that strength to keep on going, to know that Jesus loves you. I love this gospel because you see that once St. Joseph hears the good news, he didn't argue. He just went with it. And sometimes in our lives, we know what we need to change. We know what we need to do. God's asking us to put our faith into action. And instead of doing it, what do? We often come up with excuses. Or we waste time by doing things that aren't important. So this fourth Sunday of Advent, Jesus is looking at all of us and saying, what do you still need to change in your spiritual life? What do you need to do better? And I, like the angel Gabriel, have some really good news for you. You ready to hear it? You still have 3 more chances to go to confession before Christmas here at Holy Family. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, I'm going to even be at St. Andrew's Tuesday night to help them, okay? So don't miss that opportunity to work on who you are as a holy disciple. And finally, at this fourth Sunday of Advent, when we're called to be filled with joy because Christmas is so close now, we're reminded that true joy and peace only comes when we invite Jesus into our lives. The world is telling us, be constantly busy, be focused on material goods, be focused on, you know, making sure your house looks perfect for your guests and all those things. And of course, you're going to do them. We're human. But the true joy comes in knowing that you are so loved by God that he sent his only son into the world for each and every one of us so that we may have eternal life in heaven. There is nothing worse than a grumpy, angry Catholic. So when you're here on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day and somebody takes your pew that you've been sitting in since 1895, you're going to say, thank you, Lord. They're here at Mass. And I'm not going to be one of those snobby Catholics that says, well, they only come on Christmas and Easter. I'm going to say, thanks be to God, you're here today. And maybe they're going to come back because I showed them love and compassion and joy. This fourth Sunday of Advent, we're so blessed to have the example of St. Joseph, who listened and did not wait to put his faith into action. The unexpected visitor who changed his life forever. forever. The visitor who taught what is truly important in life, which is to say yes to God. If we say yes to God, that's where our true joy and peace comes from. Amen? Amen. So at this fourth Sunday of Advent, how have you experienced joy in your life lately? How have you known that God has loved you because of that joy? And really, really thank God right now for those joy-filled moments, those blessings, and thank Him right now in the silence of your hearts. So what has brought you joy recently?